Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, Bob. Time to talk a little hockey as the Penguins wind down. They got one game left against the Capitals, which is, you know, sort of striking the contrast. The Capitals have found a way to build around Ovechkin without really going the tear down to the studs thing. And the Penguins haven't found a way, a shortcut, with Sid here. Now, it helped the Capitals that Oshie and Backstrom went on long-term IR, right? It helped them. It freed up millions of dollars, but they've also made a number of wise decisions. They went with a younger, defensive-minded coach. They changed coaches. They signed a fairly big player in Pierre-Luc Dubois. They acquired some good young talent. And yes, they had some money to play with. They've done what the Penguins couldn't. Whether by, you know, part out of luck, whatever, they've done what the Penguins couldn't. And this has been a painful season for the Penguins. Here to talk about that. And the future, perhaps, is Jay Caulfield, Stanley Cup winner. He is on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And Jay is brought to us by Tom's Watch Bar. Jay, how are you today?
Good, guys. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jay.
Good morning to you. We should start today, Jay, with the Chris Letang news. Had surgery for a hole in his heart, projected a 4 to 6 week recovery. And man, the things that this guy has been through and has overcome, as Bob said, this just makes you wonder, you know, now moving forward, will he want to play moving forward? I wonder about that, but man, nothing has stopped him yet. It's been, what an amazing career it's been, and what a series of obstacles this guy's had to overcome.
Yeah, I think when you talk about just the way you summed it up right there, Joe, is perfect, because yeah, what he's had to overcome and be the athlete that he is and the competitor that he is. I think any athlete that's listening to any guy that's played sports, whatever level you've been at, if you can find somebody that gives you the okay to continue to play, you're going to do it. That's just the way it works. It's just the way it is until you get completely shut down by somebody, right? That's more to the point about will he come back from it. He's going to be a player that continues to do that until, you know, it's all said and done as far as his career goes, I think. But again, you look, and I went through that with my neck injury in football. You look for somebody, right, wrong, indifferent. You look for somebody that's going to give you an okay to play. And again, that's just it, right, wrong, indifferent. But I'm sure they will not let him back on the ice. If there's any way that this will be, you know, so harming to him that he shouldn't do it. But if he has an okay and he's going to look for it, he'll be back playing, and certainly all the luck with that. But he has been through so much, more than most athletes that play the game, and what he does, he's been through a ton, and hopefully he's ready for next year.
So, Jay, I understand what you just said there, because I know a lot of athletes who have the same exact feeling, that they're just looking for someone to say it's okay. And I'm sure you went through that, as you said, with your neck injury. But if Alicia went to you and said, hey, I really don't want you to do it, if your wife had something to say, or your family or your kids had a concern, how do you navigate that with a doctor saying, well, you actually could do it if you want to? Because I know if it's up to him, he's going to play. But, I mean, he still has a life after hockey, and the heart is such a, you know, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that can go wrong in that situation.
No, Bob, and I agree with that. Even when you phrase it that way, when you're thinking he's looking at his kids and, you know, his wife and what other family members, whatever it might be, that certainly can help you make a decision, will help you make a decision one way or another. But it is amazing what you know, mine was in college days, right? So I'm not, you know, I don't have children. I'm not in that phase of my life, but it is wild how the feeling like you're just searching for something to give you that positive outlook. But I think that, to your point, how you mentioned it and how you came from that angle, that's one that will help you either shut it down and go on to your next phase, or you still try and find some way to play. It's all people know. That's their sport. That's what they've done as any athlete. Again, you can go across every sport. It's something when something's taken from you versus when you walk. Nobody has a chance to walk on their own unless you're Mario. Even Mario got bit by the injuries to the nth degree that took him out of the game. But the superstar player can walk out on their own. Most players have somebody telling them they're done, right? Most players. 99% are told, we don't want you anymore. You're too old. We're moving on from you. And the 1%, which is the elite, and they've earned that right to walk from the game when they want to, that's different. But you still will find something that keeps you in it, especially when you're an athlete that's in, like Chris Letang probably feels like, I'm in the best shape. I'm doing this. I can still play. I can still skate. He's physical. He's one of the most competitive on the roster. It'll be a difficult thing. Hopefully, when they say 4 to 6 week recovery, then you feel like a little bit, if you said months, then it takes you in a different time frame. I think that kind of recovery, I think you can still be that way. But I do think family, children, everything kind of will come into play differently for Chris Letang than it did years ago.
Jay, season coming to a close against the Capitals here. For you, what's kind of the theme, the story of this Penguin season? They missed the playoffs, I think, 3 straight years after 4 straight first-round exits. I think they were optimistic. I remember Sully at the end of last year saying, hey, this feels different than the year before, and I think this will, you know, translate into next season. It started with a 6-0 loss to the Rangers, and they never really gained traction. What's the story for you?
Yeah, I think, and it's not the – I'm going to go to one thing, Jody, you mentioned being the Washington Capitals. What did they get? They found their goaltender. They found a goaltender that's taken them into this phase or category of one of the elite teams. And then the players around them, look, when he's out, they faltered. You need a great goaltender. You need to feel comfortable with the goaltending situation going into next year. What happened to them this year was, and we went through the numbers. I went through the numbers the other night in 10 game segments, and the numbers against in that first 10 games, the Penguins did not recover from it, to your point. So I look, and it's not just, and by the way, when I do say the goaltending, I understand that there were a lot of deficiencies, you know, the odd man breaks, you know, giving things up on the power play and they go against you. All that, you know, certain times happen throughout the year. You just needed to save at certain times. And the Penguins throughout the year didn't get it. That's why. So to me, you got into a position that way. You're chasing games. That's why they're where they're at. Now, again, that's not putting all of it on it. It's in front of them. The play wasn't there. You saw Mike Sullivan upset the other night. But I still think it's one that is, for me, that just they never could right the ship as far as the goaltending situation was concerned. And right now that you're playing great coming down the stretch, yeah, that's great. But there's nothing now. it clouds the issue. What are you going to do? But you need a you need to find a goaltending tandem that you want that's going to take you to a land where Sidney Crosby playing elite hockey. You need to support that. And as to me, you need to find the right goaltending tandem, and whoever that is, that's on the coaching staff and what they see and what they feel and what they can put. We know they got young guys coming up, but American League and NHL still a huge difference. But they have the youth coming up as far as goaltenders are concerned, and I know everybody's waiting to see that. But Kyle Dubas. That's a big. There's a lot going on with that, and what are they going to do? But you need to solidify that position.
I think, if anything, though, their leverage situation got a little bit better with Tristan Jarry, given how he played since his return.
Yep.
So that does give them at least an opportunity to look around, and if they want to move from him, they probably can. But if they don't, would it be a mistake to believe what you see in the end of this season from him? And I only say that because in leverage situations, big high-stakes games, we have not seen Tristan Jarry elevate his game. Can you trust that to take place next year if they get to those kind of games?
Yeah, well, that is the big, Bob, even if he had a good year and they got in the playoffs, what would have been the first question out of everybody's mouth before the first series started?
Yep.
We haven't seen him win in the playoffs. We haven't seen a win in the playoffs. We haven't seen that kind of thing in the playoffs. So he has to overcome that too. For me, certainly the way he's playing, he's been an all-star goaltender. His numbers, what he can do and how when he's on top of his game, he's one of the better goaltenders in the league. But when it went sideways, and it went sideways multiple times here, I'm not sure whether it's better for, does everybody need a fresh start? Tristan Jarry, does he need a fresh start somewhere else? And I agree with you. I think the stock can rise back up again with just stellar play throughout this evening even. So, but I don't know if it's better. Sometimes you just need to, everybody needs to kind of regroup and start fresh. And that might be best for Tristan Jarry, and it might be best for the Penguins. But, hey, that's where the Kyle Dubas decisions on this are going to be huge going forward. And if they give it to Tristan Jarry, he's certainly coming up. I will say this, going through a rough patch as an athlete and to recover from it is the biggest thing what he's just done. And I hope he can continue it. If he's the guy here, I hope he can continue it. I made the point about fresh start. That might be good for him, and it could be good for the Penguins. You want to come back with the same tandem that you had terrible, not good runs on. I don't know about that. That's. I'm not sure about that, Bob. I'm not sure what it depends
on. It's a tough decision.
That would be tough.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What was that, Bob?
No, I said it's a tough decision. They have to figure that out, and that's going to be one of the most watched decisions they got in this offseason. You know,
yeah.
Who forms their nucleus?
And even for the fan base, again, thinking, what are you coming back to? But I'm telling you, if he is the guy and he comes back and plays great hockey, then there's your answer, and he's at a bargain. He's at a great number for what the top goaltender or starting goaltenders get. I just don't know what it's going to be, because these games, outside of what I mentioned about the mental toughness of an athlete to come back and perform the way he is right now, that is a major hurdle, and he deserves all the credit for that, because that would have been a grind. He knew he was being written off, and everything went sideways up here with Blomqvist. It wasn't going well. Finds his way back, and I think you got to tip your cap to him as an athlete and what he's done. And whatever way they go, if he's the guy here, I certainly hope he stays and keeps on a great run. If he's not, he's going to find himself somewhere else and try and just a fresh space, fresh spot as an athlete. Sometimes that's good for all involved.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line on which you can communicate with Wonder Twin, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Jay, I'm torn. I'm torn on this whole in the big picture here as to where Fenway Sports Group and Kyle Dubas are going and what's the best way to go. It feels to me like he and they are trying to find a shortcut, are trying to minimize the pain on their way back to, I would call it, total recovery. And sometimes when you're recovering, you got to hit bottom and you got to do it for a while. Now, they got close this year, but I don't think it was intentional. I think they accidentally got there this year. I wanted them to do a total rebuild. It's apparent they're not going to do it. Where do you stand on that?
I even when we've talked throughout the year about it, I think when Sidney Crosby signed here, you need to find a run with him. You need to find something with him playing the way he is. That's where I stand. And Joe, I don't disagree with even what you said, but I'm saying once Sidney Crosby's here and his mindset, they're trying to try. They've got, you know, a couple more years, he signs a new deal. You got to make it work. You got to find the pieces, and a lot's going to free up this summer. That's why all the talk, what we've had, things got to free up. And you have to make the moves, like the Capitals. You mentioned the Capitals made great moves. Dubois, who hasn't, he all of a sudden plays well in Washington, didn't perform well anywhere else. Now he's in Washington. They need to find a couple pieces that are going to fit to help Sidney Crosby make a run at it, because when you don't have him, now you're in a complete the year that whenever that takes place, how many years down the road, you got to win with that. It's like having Ben Roethlisberger with not a good offensive line, or Ben Roethlisberger without a great running back, Ben Roethlisberger without out wide receivers. You can't have a superstar and not have the pieces to go with it. It's wasting the years of that player. I think they're trying to build around. And if you're made the decision, this is where we're going to go and try and win with Sidney Crosby again, you need to go after it, and you have to be really good. The keys that you guys both said, the decisions you make on the personnel you bring in, you can't miss. You can't swing and miss on a free agent. He's got to be exactly what this team needs, and that's, I'm sure they're diving deep into that to make sure they can make those right moves and who's going to be available. And that's why that leads us on that back to the goaltending side again. What do you want to come in? Do you want to come in here fresh and new, or do you want to come back with the same tandem? That's where that question comes in again. Which way do you want to go? But I do think, Joe, they made that decision. They're going with it. They're going to try and they want to try and win with Crosby still in this at the elite level. But you cannot swing and miss on a free agent.
Okay. Okay. Then we need to agree that they were trying to win this year, because I think they were. I don't think you go into a season with a $27 million goaltender with Crosby, Malkin, Raquel, Rust, Letang, Carlson, Pedersen before they got rid of him, and another $27 million guy in Ryan Graves. I think that's where that's where people seem to get confused. They think this was a rebuild. No, I think they are trying to win with Crosby. They just didn't do it this year.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that totally. I agree with what how you just phrased that. I don't think they got out of players what they were hoping to get. You know, like you said, the free agent choices. You know, some guys have their immediate spot. Like Kevin Hayes they know what he can bring and what he can do and what he'll do. I'm just using him as an example. And you can get 15 goals and stuff like that in the bottom six of your lineup. But look at the guys that have come in and have already moved on. You know, so yeah, I think they went in to try and win this year. And look, even guys, we talked all year long about it. Even with how their season went, that everybody else in front of them was not that good either. And they could have, if they just had some, you know, consistency through 10, 20 games, but they couldn't do it. And so I'm agreeing with you, Joe. I agree with that. I don't think they were trying to, you know, go through a rebuild. They were trying to find the pieces and see what Sidney Crosby's doing at his age and how he's playing the game. You got to work with that, because the day that that's not here, now you're really looking. I mean, we don't know how many years that's down the line, but you need to jump on it now. And I agree with what you said, Joe. I do. I think they were trying to do it. It went sideways.
Well, they have to be encouraged with guys like Koivunen and Rutger McGroarty, I would think, right?
Yep.
If you're going to try to change things, it's got to be, at least in part, with your minor league system providing you opportunities. And more so than even McGroarty, I thought Koivunen looked really, really good, especially playing on the power play with big-time names. They need more of that, don't they? And is there anyone down there besides those two who could come right up and do something?
You know what? First of all, I totally agree with that point too, Bob. I mean, I thought that gave them life. And DeShane McGroarty went out so he can get a couple more games of experience and then go down to Wilkes-Barre and try and win a championship there. I think they have better depth, and I might be wrong in this, but their depth on the blue line. There's a lot of young guys on the blue line that they like down there, so they can piece all that together and really start to build something solid as far as that's concerned. Yep, Koivunen and McGroarty, I think, were very, very good. And I thought Koivunen took advantage of the opportunity and showing his poise with the puck and his playing with top elite talent. And he was very comfortable out there. So I think that's very big for the organization. And then you look, keeping Raquel, all the things that go with that, you already have your top lines built if everybody comes back healthy, and then you fill everything else out. So to me, the depth on the forwards, I don't know. After these guys, I think it's more of a process still for the younger guys down there. But the blue line seemed to be something that they are very comfortable with what they see in the minors. So, and then we know the goaltending part. We understand that. But I said, that's still a patient thing. Like, you can't rush up somebody because, as I said before, you go from each level, it's a whole nother step. And but this kid and the Russian goaltender seems like the real deal, and they might have something in that. So, and let's hope so. But I do think the young guys that came up provide a spark. And I also have made the points numerous times, even on the shows at nighttime during the game, that every night you're playing, it's you're auditioning. Everybody. Because look at the moves they still make. Guys, if you didn't do anything in the last five games, you're on your way out. And you're now not in the good books coming into camp next year. You have an opportunity. You got to go play and make something happen. And if you don't, you're not going to be in their plans. And they're showing that's how they're not having any patience anymore. There's no patience. They're unhappy with where it's at.
Jay, great stuff today. I hope we can talk next week and preview the playoffs and give out our season-ending awards. And I and Bob.
I like that.
I would love to, guys. I look forward to talking to you next week for sure.
See you, Jay.
All right, Jay, take care.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find The Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.